banger. But I'm looking forward to finding out the results of John's polygraph test. Now, he may or may not know the results. John, if you do...
No, I have no idea.
You don't? Okay, good. All right. So we'll find out together in a couple of minutes. The expert, Bill Fleischer, is going to join us in studio in a moment. He is from Keystone Intelligence Network. They help police out. They help private investigators out. If you want to know the truth, if you want, you know, like Tom Cruise, right? I mean, it's like you got Jack on the stand. I mean, why put Jack on the stand when you can just hire someone to polygraph?
Because I want the truth!
So, hey, by the way, the next hiring date for the Philadelphia police, right, Ray? Yeah, I gotta get that. I mean, how could I not get that drop in today? Hey, the next hiring date for the Philadelphia police is September 30th. That goes through October 27th. Starting salary, $64,000 with a sign-on bonus. That's 20% of the starting salary. You can apply at joinphillypd.com. Again, that's joinphillypd.com. So, yeah, they work with the cops to try to get to the truth. All right. So, we'll get to that in a couple minutes. Also, reminder, the Eagles with the open practice today at the Link later tonight. So, I'm sure a lot of people will be entertained down there. Let's also get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin, they've got them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, John, poll question, as we've been talking about through much of the show. Do you think Bryce Harper's bad body language and lack of all-out hustle at times is related to the Phillies not giving him a contract extension this past offseason?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no? How do you think people vote it?
I'm going to say 20% say yes.
13% say yes. So not quite as high. You know, in the hour you were out, many more people called in saying... They were saying to me, they were saying...
What are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, they were giving me that.
Yeah, I'm one of those people, I think.
But you're open-minded to the possibility, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think some people are closed-minded.
I think it could be... Yeah, sure, there's a skosh of what you're discussing here in some capacity. That's very clear. It's very clear that that's possible.
And here's my thing. I relate it not just to sports, but to life. I mean, the reality is a lot of people, if you're not happy about something at your job... It can impact you on the job. I mean, it can. I mean, it's impacted me before. Who has not been impacted? Now, the Diddy is a Hall of Famer. So Ray Dittinger never said to the editor, "You know what, editor? What the heck with you, buddy? All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it the Ray way." Like The Ray way.
That's actually might be onto something with that. The Ray way.
The Ray way. The Ray way is the right way.
I know.
I was pretty low maintenance. I mean, you give me an assignment, I took the assignment. I mean, that's what bosses.
Of course.
Are, you know,
that's what I just
that
expect.
You have a boss.
But
you're the employee.
That's the Ray way.
He tells you what to do. You go do it.
Ray, you know, I agree with you. But you know, a lot of people are not wired that way.
Oh sure, everybody's different.
Yeah.
But my point is about Harper. My feeling is I don't know the guy, okay, but I've observed him now, and my feeling is he's just one of these guys that when he goes to the ballpark, he puts the uniform on, he goes out and plays. I don't think the contract, any of that stuff, does he think about it at other hours of the day? Possibly. Human nature would do that, but I think when he goes in there and puts the uniform on and goes out and plays, he's playing.
All right, let's go.
Oh, you're going to go at Ray? Like you did at me?
Ray
says it makes sense.
James.
I say you come at me. Thank you, Ray. I'd like to say. Thank you.
You know what? Ray also told me in 2020 Carson was still good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How about that?
You're going to go after Ray now?
There you go. I appreciate it.
You come
at least you did it.
Let me tell you something, Seltzer. You come after me, I go after Ray.
That's not the Ray.
What movie is it's Beautiful Girls. Remember Beautiful Girls, that scene with... with the bar fight, and then you go after...
I have to watch that again.
You blank with him, you blank with me! Ray, I love you.
You're intimidating when you get like
Well,
that.
I know. Sorry. Not my style. All right, we're going to get...
The hammer!
We're going to get to the poll results. Not poll results.
I don't know if intimidating is exactly the way annoying. Annoying, perhaps. Intimidating, probably not.
By the way, if we really want to unleash the past, we could start talking about how John wanted Nate Sudfeld to start in the playoffs for the Eagles 2017, but it's not my style to go there. So let's just go to the phones. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning, sir.
Morning, team. Good morning, man? Mr. Dittinger. How are you?
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Doing very well. I have to say, Ray, that the two people that I've used the most yellow legal pads in my lifetime are my father and you. But where you take the cake is he never highlighted his yellow legal pads his notes after the game. And I think that's just next level legend kind of stuff.
And you know, what, Ed? I still do it to this day.
Yeah,
and I suspect I always will.
My dad has a storage room full of them from prior cases. He was actually a lawyer, so I mean, he goes back to them. So really appreciate that. So about Bryce Harper, you know, what's really kind of bothering me about him is, you know, a lot of these great hitters that when the ones who typically get on base a lot, you know, they may not be hitting the ball consistently, but they're still seeing pitches, they're still drawing walks. I mean, Bryce isn't getting on base, and that's what really is just kind of tells me that it's north of the shoulders, but I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, something's north of the shoulders. Doesn't mean it's the contract. I mean, listen, there are some sports, I think more than others, where funks, it snowballs. I think golf can snowball with bad shots. I think baseball can snowball with bad hitting.
And some players get more funky. Some players are more impetuous in their funk. And he has proven through, you know, time that he can get pretty impetuous with the funk.
Right. But to be clear, Ed, north of the shoulder doesn't mean it is contract related. It could just be he's struggling. And it's a compounding interest, if you will, in his head. That's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I had mentioned this before about other athletes who are slumping. It could be something totally unrelated to baseball. You know, mental health is a serious thing. So I'm just, you know, mainly I hope he's okay. But, certainly want him to, like, bust out of this sooner rather than later.
All right, Ed, give me a great answer. You got someone polygraphed up. You get to ask them any question, any topic. Who are you asking the question to and what's the question?
Mr. Ruth, did you actually call your shot?
That's a good answer
right
there. I like that answer a lot. Babe Ruth, 1932 World Series? Something like that, I think.
Yeah.
32.
Cubs, right.
32. You know what's amazing, Ray?
I think he did, by the way. I've seen the photography. I think he did.
That's awesome. Marv Levy, who's obviously still alive, was at the 1945 World Series at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
I mean, think about that.
That's insane.
I mean, and by the way, I think he was like about 15, 20 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's
is he like 99 now?
He's somewhere in like the 95 range.
What a fascinating man.
Marv Levy, yeah.
Fascinating guy. So I've spent some time with him, and he's just remarkable. He's the only Phi Beta Kappa head coach in NFL history.
Wow.
He was a Phi Beta. He was a legit Phi Beta Kappa.
How about it? All right, so let's welcome in our next guest. He just in the last hour administered the polygraph test to John Ritchie because frankly, you know.
Truth
applies to, you know, a lot of things in life. Now, the question is whether we...
You can't handle the truth!
We'll see if John can handle the truth as the polygraph machine, you know, spit it out. Let's welcome, he is from the company that's administering this today, and they help all sorts of people to try to unearth the truth. From Keystone Intelligence Network, let's welcome Bill Fleischer to the show. Bill, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You are, I love it. You just lean back in that chair, but your voice just right to the mic. That was smooth right there. Because a lot of times, John, you know, a lot of times when we have guests and they don't know to speak into the microphone, but he's on it. He's good.
Yeah, somehow.
All right. So, Bill, let's start with this question, sir, before we get to the questions that were asked to John. Here's my first question to you. Do you know, is it scientifically known what percentage of what the level of accuracy is of a polygraph test? Like what we're about to find out the results of John. Is it 100%? Is it 98% certain that the answers are accurate? What's the truth there?
It depends on the nature of the test. The more serious the issue, the greater the accuracy. Mm. I would put this somewhere in 85% to 90% accuracy.
Okay, all right. Mm. Because we did not,
that's
John.
Interesting.
Yeah, we didn't ask. I mean, I don't think the most hardest hitting questions were asked. You know, which you know.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Like John, when you were 18 years old.
Yeah, where are you going with that,
dot,
buddy?
Dot dot dot.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Bill, you have the results. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
All right, John. I have the questions in front of me. The first question, John, that was asked to you was, would you like to see Jalen Hurts remain the Eagles franchise quarterback? Bill, what was, John, what was your, and these are all yes, no questions. John, what was your answer to, would you like to see Jalen Hurts remain the Eagles franchise quarterback?
Yes, Joe.
Sir, what did the test prove?
I would like to say that John was being truthful.
Okay. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
That's great.
No significant reaction.
All right. Very good. The second question. to John Ritchie was, would you like to see Nick Sirianni replaced as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles? John, what was your answer to this question?
Yes.
Okay. I will say this question is a smidge funky, because does that mean like right now you replace them right before the season starts? Like it's a little funky. But anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was, yes.
But John, I agree, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. You might not want to about it. Yes.
Right. I mean, it's in a, you know, it might not be, even if you want them out.
I have to answer it truthfully. So yes, I thought about it from all angles. Okay, but it's tough.
But you said, yes, I want Nick out. All right.
Right. And I don't want Nick out right now, but there are other people that I would prefer.
Well, we'll see if there's gray area with the result. Mr. Fleischer, sir, what did the test show?
Well, I would say that he won't be having coffee with Nick in the near future. He was being truthful.
He wants him out.
There was no deception indicated.
Wow.
All right.
No deception indicated. So, well, all right.
Okay, question number three.
I am conflicted on that. A little bit conflicted on that.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. All right. Question three. Did you once date a girl that also dated Tom Brady? Yes or no, John? What was your answer to that?
Yes. The answer is yes, and I was first.
Yeah, I will say the thing about dating is not always required for, you know, activity. I mean, sometimes you just meet someone at a bar, it's not a date, and you know, things ensue, and then you never see the person again.
Your mind always goes
there. Well, I'm just saying.
Why do you even have to clarify?
We're talking about relationships.
What does that have to do with anything?
Here's my point. Whoever created these questions, I think, was not as precise as James, I'll compliment you, as you are with your question to beat the hammer. Because you know I can pick apart a question.
It's only because of you. That's why.
But it is possible to be with the same girl, not have, quote, dated her.
Good luck when you administer this test to
you. All right, Mr. Fleischer, sir. Did John Ritchie say, okay, he said yes, they dated, both the same girl. What did the test result show?
Well, without qualifying what a date is, he was being truthful. And he said yes.
Okay. Oh, this guy's great.
All right. Ray, we got to get you in there with your, who was your story? Was it Christy Brinkley?
Christy Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley.
Mr. Fleischer, sir, do you believe that Ray Dittinger?
He's the human lie detector here. I like that.
Forget the machine. I'm asking you. This guy right here. All right. The Diddy. The legend. Do you think Christy Brinkley really approach Ray Dittinger?
Well, Mr. Dittinger is a Philadelphia icon.
He is.
And if he said that's the case, I'll take him on his word until we test him.
He passes on spot. Well said.
I always have to qualify it by saying she invited me to lunch.
That was a date offer.
That's all it was, okay? It was lunch in New Orleans.
That's all it would have started as.
That's a romantic city, Ray.
It is, yeah. We were going to go to Commander's Palace.
Lunch can bleed into
dinner. One of the best restaurants in the country, no big deal, you know?
I'll say.
All right, we have one more question. Again, another funky one, I'll just say, with my discerning sense of questions. Here we go. Question four, John. Did Donovan McNabb throw up in the Super Bowl? What was your answer, John?
No.
And I've heard from people the answer is no, because he dry heaved, but nothing came out. It mimicked throw up, but there was no projectile. All right, so you said no. Mr. Fleischer, what was the answer? What did the machine show?
It was like the magic loogie in Seinfeld. John was being truthful.
Yeah.
In his belief.
So John goes 4 for 4.
John's not a liar. How about that?
John Ritchie.
Thank you. What, yeah. Did you guys expect me to be lying?
No, I didn't.
No, we expect Joe to, though.
I'm telling you, you're going to have a lot of trouble with this guy, with the whole process.
It's going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue.
For those who don't know, he just looked right at Bill and was like, just so you know, you're going to have a problem.
Whoever's creating these questions, let me just say this. Don't ask me the question, would you like to see Jalen Hurts remain the Eagles franchise quarterback? Because I would say yes for the next 10 years, because that would prove he did good for 9 years to merit being
the Eagles.
Eagles
were winning. That's,
So don't ask me that question. Now, if you ask me, do I believe in them? Now it starts getting interesting. Bill, congratulations to your company, what you guys do, and thanks for being a big part of our show today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Bill Fleischer. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time. That was great. That was fun. Bill, we might need you tomorrow by phone. We're going to be at Borgata.
He's a character.
But when we unleash our answers, the answers tomorrow to my polygraph, which will be administered at 10 o'clock today, we may need to get him on the phone. Ray, sure. What are your thoughts on what just transpired? Did you enjoy that?
I really did. Although yours was going to be a lot more interesting. You are going to drive him out of the business.
I think so.
I'm going to break the machine.
By the end of tomorrow, he will be driving a Mr. Softy truck.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
What the f***, Harper? What the f***? You're the one that came here. You're the one that wants the big stages, all the spotlight on you, and you can't do it. You're
right,
ground out
down
to a damn double play, and the Yankees win again. They sweep us in our home stadium. Four straight losses. What the f*** is wrong with this Phillies team? Time's not anybody.
I don't think we need the four curse, you know,
wow.
Time's
I think it was five, actually.
That's a little, you know, settle down,
Time's
dude.
Not anybody's, he said.
Yeah, first off, that guy's got to settle down. Second off, let's remember who we're talking about here. All right? Like, I'm frustrated, too. We're all frustrated. But he's still the best player in Philadelphia sports. He's still done magnificent things. Like, just chill that out a couple notches.
The quote-unquote best player in the NBA in the world is benched. Imagine Michael Jordan getting benched in the Olympics. Guys, he is not the best player in basketball. He's a joke. He's always hurt. He's tired. Guys, I can't wait to get rid of him.
Well, listen,
it's not going to be a repeat of yesterday's game when they play Puerto Rico. I expect to see Joel out there on the court.
But I don't know how well I expect him to play. You know, that's
I'm worried about that a little bit.
Yep,
Like I said, I'm worried about his confidence.
Well, after the roughest series against the Yankees, to me it all goes back to London. Next time they get invited to Europe, pass on that one, will you? And Bryce, don't be asking for a pay raise. Produce for what you got.
Yeah, here's the problem with that argument, though. There's a purpose to going to London. And it's Bryce Harper and everyone else's contract can go up to $80 million a year the way some NBA players are about to make.
And you know, the Mets have done just fine since
then. No, they have. But seriously, all jokes aside, like, the reason they go to London, the reason the Eagles are going to Brazil is to try to mimic what the NBA's done. I mean, there is, guys, I'm telling you, a huge part of the reason the NBA money is what the NBA money is because they bring so much more money in from international revenue streams than the other leagues. It's not even comparable.
Hey,
so there is a purpose.
Phillies, really, thank you for a great season, doing your job, getting us to training camp. Jalen looks great, by the way. Go Birds.
I like that.
Sure does.
I like it.
Some Philadelphian sold their soul for the 2017 Eagles because ever since then, all we do is collapse. This is just so frustrating.
Well, it is frustrating.
But it's not like we won a lot before that. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
It's another
all right, I'll raise my hand. It was me.
I got a lot of settle downs on that. All right, with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So, Ray, I'm curious. That NBA thing we were just touching on for a moment ago.
Right.
When you found out, it was about 3 weeks ago, that the NBA's new TV deal is 11 years, $71 billion.
76, I believe it was.
Was it 76?
I think it's 76 billion.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. Mm-hmm. $76 billion, 11 years. What was your reaction to that?
The TV money that's out there now, I have a hard time wrapping my head around it. Those are numbers I can't even conceive. But I will tell you one thing, to your point about why the Eagles are playing in Brazil,
yep,
why the Phillies went to play in London. The other leagues desperately want to market their game in other countries.
Yep.
And they're all comparing themselves to the money, and you pointed it out, the money that the NBA makes from Europe and around the world. I had this discussion with NFL people all the time. They would bring out these PowerPoint things, and they're saying, look at all the merchandise the NBA is selling over there. Look at where we are. In other words, way down. Mm-hmm. And the NFL hates being way down. And I explained to them, don't you guys understand? They play basketball.
That's right.
In these places. They play that game. It's a game that they play. They have stars playing in your league. There's tremendous that you can't compare the interest level. I mean, that's why baseball is going to try to go over there. They don't play baseball over there.
Well, and that's
they don't play American football over there. So for them to try and compare, why is it more popular? Why are they making more money with the NBA?
Sure.
Because they play the game and they play it very well.
Right. And Ray, I agree with you 1,000,000%. Here's the one thing I'll say. It doesn't mean football can't get there. It might take 40 to 80 years. I mean, I read a book last year on Red Auerbach, and when he was winning title after title after title, every year he's going to Europe teaching basketball in the 1950s and the 1960s, and that has had an effect in the year 2024.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And Babe Ruth in the 1920s was going to Japan.
Yes, and I knew that.
And that's had an effect 100 years
later. Absolutely.
But football,
But this 60 to 80 year thing, yes, I had not conceptualized that, but this is what they're doing.
Just to Ray's point, if you're not playing it in grade school and high school, there's only so much you're going to be a fan of it.
Yeah.
It's got to be inbred in you. Yeah. And it's not in the other countries. Baseball is in some countries, clearly.
Certainly in Asia and South America and in the islands for sure. But American football, no. The European people, they don't really understand the whole concept of American football.
Nope.
This idea of huddling, stopping the game, guys getting around talking. You know, all the games in Europe are free-flowing games. The rugby games, the soccer game, the games move up and down.
Yeah.
The idea of the stop-start nature of American football is purely an American thing, and we get it because we grew up with it. But other countries look at it, and I went through this when I was at NFL Films because we had to send stuff overseas. But the whole idea of NFL football is foreign to them. They like the idea of huge men in pads. I mean, that whole spectacle of that.
Mm-hmm.
They like the cheerleaders a lot over there. But in terms of, I used to try to talk to them about, do you want me to cut pieces with a lot of X's and O's that explain the strategy of the game? No. That's way over their heads. Just give them some big plays, give them cheerleaders, and give them like low angle shots that make the players all look 20 feet tall.
Wow.
That's what they can kind of wrap their arms around. But in terms of really educating them and understanding the game the way we understand it, I mean, they're generations away from
it. Yeah, that's right. All right, Ray, I know you have a very cool event coming up. You and Glenn are putting something together.
Yes, and I want folks to come out for this. We're Glenn McNeil and me and the great Joe Conklin have put together a show called The Greatest Moments of Philadelphia Sports. The Greatest Moments in Philadelphia Sports History. If you want to relive some of these things, you can come out and see us. We will be at the Ardmore Music Hall. September 17th. We've already sold out one show on the 18th, but they've added another show on the 17th. So people that want to come out and see it, it's going to be a great night. Joe's going to be doing all of his impersonations, and we're going to run down what we consider to be the 10 greatest moments in Philadelphia sports history.
Nice. Very cool. All right. So we got to award the winner for the question you'd ask someone, someone who's dead or alive, someone from the past, the question of you want to know the truth about something. John, you were, I think, not here when this question was asked. The winning answer has to be Mike. Yes, Jesus, are you God?
Son of God.
I mean, that's got to be the
book. You
know, close it down.
Close that Bible.
So, Mike, congratulations with that question and answer, so to speak. All right, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they are up next. My polygraph results will be tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be complicated. We'll have some fun with that. Ray, great having you in here. Thanks, my man.
Great always seeing you, Ray.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
And the best thing about today, Phillies can't lose because they don't play. We'll talk.